let you fall asleep on me. Athens, Georgia is a home to a multitude of sports teams at the University of Georgia, at local high schools, and in the surrounding community. Every team, every athlete, every coach has a story. As students in the Sports Media Certificate at UGA, we go looking for these stories. We're bringing you some of them to you here in the Carmichael Sports Media Institute's podcast series.
Welcome to the UGA Sports Media Podcast. Today is Thursday, September 16th, and we will be kicking off our four-part series on Oconee County High School sports. I, Sarah Detweiler, will be hosting today's episode alongside Oconee County beat reporter Taylor Hearn and North Oconee beat reporter Catherine Lewis. So to kind of start off talking about what's this podcast like, what are we going to be doing? Well, we'll be mainly talking about fall sports. So we'll be hitting football, volleyball, softball, and cross country. But as we get more into the fall season and into October and November, we will also be introducing some winter sports. So swimming and diving, basketball, and wrestling. We'll also be talking about those. But for today, let's first kind of turn to America's sport, football, of course. And Taylor, Oconee County is currently undefeated right now. So talk to me about what's happening over there.
Yeah, so the Oconee County High School Warriors football team is off to an amazing season. They're currently 3-0. They are led by quarterback Jacob Wright. Well, we can't count out the number one tight end in the country, Jake Johnson, who also leads the Warriors. The Warriors are coming off of a bye week last week, and they will face Thomasville tomorrow, who is 4-0 on the season. Thomasville is a powerhouse on both sides of the ball, so it will truly be a battle of who wants it more. Oconee County was state runner-up last year and lost in a heartbreaker against Pierce County, so they're on the prowl for an astronomical season.
Yeah, that should really be interesting, especially because they had a bye week last week, so I guess we'll see how much work they were able to put in for this game and see if it works out for them in their favor. And now turning to North, Catherine, they lost their star quarterback. He graduated and eventually will be going into the MLB, and they're in search for a new leader, essentially, for their team. So what's happening there?
Yeah, North Oconee is still working on filling their previous starting quarterback, Bubba Chandler's, role this season. So they have two really outstanding quarterbacks named Gavin Black and Loudon Schnakey. They've gotten plenty of time each at the quarterback position, but there's not a solid start to who's been named at that position yet. So far this season, they're 1-3 with last week's 48-17 loss to Benedictine. So obviously a very disappointing start to the season, but they've had a really strong non-region schedule to start out their season. So they're looking for more success inside their region after having that rough start playing teams all across the state. But needless to say, with their quarterbacks and plenty of guys who made the all-region team last year, there's plenty of talent on the rosters. So those two players who returned to the team this season as seniors that made the all-region team last year were wide receivers Eli Warrington and Khalil Barnes. There were also three honorable mentions, and so last season they made it to the second round of the state playoffs, but they're hoping to make it further along this season. And this Friday, tomorrow, they have an off week, but they'll return to action with their first region game against Madison County on September 24th at 7:30, with the rest of its regular season playing region games.
Okay, so I don't mean to put you on the spot here, Catherine, but you said they've been playing a lot of teams who are out of their region. And like you said, they're off tomorrow, but next week they play Madison County. So will that be an exciting game for people to watch? Like, do you think it'll be a good showdown between the two of them?
I definitely think this will be a good game because, like I said, their out-of-region games have been some really good competition, traveling to Cambridge and to Benedictine. Those were some really solid games, but now that they're playing their in-region games a little bit closer and a little bit more evenly matched, I'm really excited to see what happens next weekend.
Great, yeah, and hopefully their week off will give them a lot of time to focus and prepare and pull a win out from that game. So All right, next we'll move on to volleyball. And for Oconee County, in the 2017-2018 season, it was a losing one. And in the past 3 years, they made the climb back, and they were relatively a pretty decent team. Okay, however, this year, they're having a breakout year, right? So what's all that about, Taylor?
Yeah, so the Oconee County High School volleyball team is well on its way to having a stellar season. As a team, they are ranked first in Region 8, 3A, and top 25 in the state of Georgia for all classifications. They're currently 13 overall. Just some team stats. They're ranked first in Region 8, 3A in kills, assists, and aces. They're second in digs. And they're ranked third in blocks and hitting percentages.
Wow, they've really got the 1-2-3 lineup there.
Yeah, I agree. And they're also ranked top 25 in the state across all classifications and everything except for the blocks. Oh. Their current record is 21-3, and they're 4-0 in their area. So they're doing really well in their region play. Last game, they swept Franklin County and East Jackson County. Braden Koch is a junior right side hitter, and she had 8 aces in their last game, and she was also named to the first team all area as an opposite. Brinley Bartlett also is an outside hitter. She had 18 kills and 3 aces in the last game, and she currently leads Region 8 3A in kills and is in the top 10 in aces.
And Brinley and Braden, they're both, like, one's a junior, one's a sophomore, so they've got a lot of talent coming up through the grades, not just in their senior class alone, right?
Yes, they have a lot of good players going to return next year, so hopefully it'll be an even better season for them.
Great. So talk to me a little bit about what's coming up next for them.
So next, Oconee travels to Decatur this Saturday for a tournament where they will face Prince Avenue and Springfield High School. They are looking to improve from their 31-9 record from last season, where they won the region championship and advanced to the Sweet 16 of Class 3A state tournament.
Yeah, so they definitely will be exciting team to watch for the remainder of the season. They're loaded with players in all grades, definitely making names for themselves. So that's super exciting to follow the rest of the season. And okay, North Oconee, on the other hand, is kind of going through a rebuilding year. So let's take a listen to see what Michael Dowis, the North Oconee Athletic Director, has to say about this team.
I feel like we're taking some steps forward. That first year when you hire a new coach, a lot of times you're doing a lot of winning that's behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't show up in the wins and loss record.
Yeah, so as the athletic director for North Oconee mentioned, this is quite the rebuilding season for the volleyball team. It's their first season in 5 years without head coach Sid Feldman, who coached at the University of Georgia as well for some time, but he's replaced with plenty of talent in 24-year-old Jordan Childs. She studied at Truett McConnell from 2016 to 2019, and she actually played volleyball in her time at the university as well.
So that's kind of like a big jump between, you know, somebody who's well experienced in a collegiate setting for volleyball. He's a male coach going now to a female, young, freshly kind of out of college coach for them. So that should be definitely interesting to see what she implements into this team.
It is really interesting, and Sid Feldman obviously is really well known in the volleyball community, and especially around Athens. He's been here for so long, but I think the team is really excited to bring on someone new and someone young and someone that can connect with the players really well. And speaking of some of those players that she's been able to connect with, the volleyball team is returning seniors Emma Chambers, Sarah Wages, Claudia Iglesias, and Brooke Williams, all of which have expressed interest in competing on the collegiate level next year. And so this team is definitely in a rebuilding process, but they have plenty of talent, and I think they have talent to go on a playoff run. And so Athletic Director Michael Dowis, he pointed out that in the years of hiring a new coach, there's plenty of winning going on behind the scenes, but they've also done a little bit of winning, you know, on the court as well. So they're sitting at 7-10 so far on this season. And on Tuesday, they swept George Walton, winning 25-20, 25-22, and 25-21 in their 3 sets. They had a couple players put up over 10 digs. Sarah Wages Sr. had 10 assists, 5 digs, and 3 aces, and they'll play Jefferson tonight at 7 p.m., which will begin their region play.
Definitely a tough one to start out with. I think North will have to bring up a strong fight against them, but nonetheless, it should be interesting for those to watch and a great learning experience going into region play. So now we're going to switch over to softball. And Taylor, how are they shaping up right now in their season so far?
Yeah, so softball at Oconee County High School, they aren't doing too shabby on the season so far. They are second in their region, Region 8 3A. They're 7-8 overall on the season and 5-1 in region play, so they're doing very well playing in their region. They're coming off of a big win Tuesday against East Jackson where they won 8-2, and they resume play today against Monroe area. Their key performances from the September 9th victory over Hart County were Ava Moon, who tossed a complete game 9-hitter with 1 walk and 5 strikeouts, and Katie Newberry, who had 3 hits, including 2 doubles and 3 RBIs.
Great. That should definitely be a fun one to start off the region play today with Monroe area and kind of see how that shapes out. So let's switch over to North Oconee softball, and there are so many exciting things happening on that side. So let's take a second to hear from their AD, Dallas, again about his thoughts on the team.
We've rejuvenated our program in the last 2 years, and we are loaded with freshmen and sophomore softball players. It's really fun to watch, and they're winning. And now they're coming together, and they're really gelling as a team.
So like Dallas said, there's a lot of freshman and sophomore talent on this team. So Catherine, what does this mean now after what Dallas said? Like, what is the rest of the season looking like for them?
Yeah, the North Oconee softball team is bound for success this season. They have such a young roster, but such a talented roster at the same time. So not only does that mean good things for this season, but it also means good things for the upcoming seasons as well. Some of that young talent is in Kendall Wells. She's a freshman, and she's ranked the number one catcher in the state currently. Last week, she won the Oconee Enterprise Sports Athlete of the Week. And in late August, she was actually intentionally walked 5 times in every single one of her at-bats against Madison County. And I think that really speaks to how good of a player she is that pitchers don't even want to face her.
Yeah, and I will point out that when we talked to Dallas, he said that Madison County is a huge rival for them, and they've always been good in softball. So the fact that they were able to go play Madison County in Madison County and pull out a win was huge for them, and I think definitely sparked a lot of excitement from their team pushing them through the rest of the season.
Absolutely, I agree with that. And that was right at the beginning of their season too, which is really exciting to start out with such a big win. And they've only done big things since then. Also, Maddie Johnson, she's a sophomore. She plays mainly pitcher, but she also plays a little bit of outfield as well. She threw a full 7 innings against East Hall on September 2nd. And also with Maddie Johnson, she is a sophomore who mainly pitches but also plays a little bit of outfield. She threw a full 7 innings against East Hall on September 2nd and was able to rack up 10 strikeouts in that time. Last season, they went to the Sweet 16 before they fell to Central High School, but obviously some of the talent that's in their freshman class wasn't with them then, so I think they're going to have the ability to bring it a lot further this season. Last Tuesday, the Titans' Casey Holloway hit a walk-off single to leave them at 13-6 so far on this season. Johnson again pitched, and she threw another full 7 innings and recorded 8 strikeouts. So next, they're going to play Flowery Branch at Flowery Branch tonight, September 16th at 6:30 for their region play.
And coming off of a small win against Jefferson on Tuesday, it was a close battle, 5-4, nitty-gritty. We shall see if they're able to add another win to their record and hopefully build off of the momentum in that close game. So lastly, we will hit on cross country. And Taylor, talk to me about the girls team, because they're kind of off to a hot start right now.
Yeah, they're off to a very good season. They had their first invitational of the season, and the varsity girls placed second, and the JV girls actually came in first. So that was really special to the JV girls to have come into first at their first meet of the season. Sydney Matthews led the Lady Warriors by finishing seventh overall with a time of 20:40.01, and Molly Meeks earned a 10th place finish with a time of 20:56.50. The men's cross-country team did not have as great of a start on the season like the women did, but the guys still put up great times, and the Warriors will be back in action on September 18th in the Warpath Invitational.
Yeah, this Saturday. It's coming up soon in Canton, Georgia, so that should be interesting. And Catherine, what about North's girls and boys team? How have they been looking so far this season, and what are your thoughts on it?
So the cross-country teams at North Oconee have had a little bit of a disappointing start to their seasons, but they're hoping to start things up in the coming weeks with multiple tournaments planned for October. Last season, North Oconee graduate Davis Potts won the state title in the 5K, which led the boys to an overall sixth place in state championships. And Ava Caldwell, who is only a freshman at the time but is a sophomore now, finished in sixth place in the 5K with a time of 20:44.71, assisting the girls team to a third place finish in state. So obviously last season they had quite a run. This season it's early. They haven't put up those times quite yet, but I have full confidence that they will at some point. On August 14th, the Titans competed in the North Georgia 2-mile stage races. Class of 2025 freshman Isabella Curie placed 10th in this competition, and in the NEGA championships on August 21st, the Caldwell sisters both placed in the top 10 in their respective races. Ansley Caldwell placed 2nd in the 3,000 meter, while Ava Caldwell placed 10th in the 5,000 meter.
I guess running kind of runs in their blood, you could say.
Absolutely. And so on September 2nd, a couple weekends ago, they hosted their first home meet. The girls placed 7th with 178 total points, and Liv Bledsoe led the Titans, finishing 6th overall. And the boys didn't have quite as much success in their home meet, with Matthew Honeycutt leading in 19th place. Most recently, 7 girls and 6 boys from North Oconee competed in the Carrollton Orthopedic Invitational last weekend on September 11th. The girls finished 12th and the boys finished 14th. And again, Liv Bledsoe led, placing 3rd overall.
So I think it's safe to say that the girls are on a pretty steady pace right now. It's the boys that are kind of moving their way up, obviously didn't have the start that they probably wanted, but the fact that they finished 14th in the last invitational last week is promising. And I know that we talked to Dallas, the AD of North. He said that he was hopeful that the boys could potentially make a playoff run, so I guess we will have to stay tuned and see how the rest of the season shapes out for them. So now we will kind of turn to a couple of fun segments that we will be introducing at the end of our podcasts each week. And we're going to start off with the game of the week. So we're going to choose one game from Oconee County and one game from North Oconee County to look out for and to kind of keep on your radar. Okay, so now we're going to shift to the game of the week. And so the beat reporter from Oconee High School and the beat reporter from North Oconee High School will pick what game they think will be the most exciting to watch this week for those who are in attendance. And if you weren't already interested, maybe you should decide to check out. So I will turn it over to Taylor to talk about what she thinks is the Oconee High School game of the week.
Yeah, so this week, my game of the week is Oconee County versus Thomasville. Thomasville is a very good team this year. They are a powerhouse, like I mentioned earlier, on both sides of the ball, and they are 4-0 on the season. So they have one extra game under their belt, whereas Oconee County is also undefeated, but they are 3-0 on the season, and they're coming off of a bye week. So Thomasville did get in an extra game last week, but Oconee County was able to rest and maybe practice a little more and study the playbook. So it will definitely be an interesting game to see how it turns out.
Yeah, regardless, one of them's going down. It's just a matter of who. So that definitely should be interesting for those in attendance. And Catherine, what's happening on the North Oconee side that you would like to share about?
So for my game of the week, I have to give it to tonight's softball game against and at Flowery Branch. Flowery Branch is 10-4 this season, so they've had a really good start, like North Oconee has. This is a region game, so both teams are fighting for a spot at the top of that regional rankings, and I think this is going to be really interesting to see such a young team in North Oconee prosper and maybe pull out a win tonight.
Yeah, just kind of, well, it'll be fun to see what they can do against a competitive team, so it'll definitely be fun to watch. All right, now we're going to shift over to the athlete of the week. So again, our Oconee High School beat reporter will choose one athlete that they would like to highlight, as well as the North Oconee High School beat reporter. So I will turn it over to Taylor again to talk about who she chose as the athlete of the week.
So our athlete of the week from Oconee County is Grace Winwich. She is a senior volleyball player at Oconee County High School. Last game, she had 38 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 aces, so she is on her way to a very stellar season. She currently leads the 3A in assists and aces and is top 10 in the state for both of those categories, as well as digs. Her performances this season have put her on the All-American watch list for outstanding seniors in the entire country, and she's also committed to James Madison University to continue her volleyball career at the collegiate level. So she is really an athlete to watch this week and really an athlete to follow all volleyball season.
That's super exciting. I will point out, I am from Virginia and I transferred to UGA from James Madison University. Go Dukes. But that would be really interesting to see how she can kind of finish out the end of her season year before she heads up north. And I'll turn it over to Catherine now. Catherine, who did you pick for your athlete of the week?
So for my athlete of the week, I'm going to stick to softball. I already mentioned this, but Casey Holloway hit that walk-off single to win the game on Tuesday, really pulled through for her team. And so I think she deserves the North Oconee athlete of the week.
Give her her flowers. That is so exciting. And I honestly, I mean, she has a lot of momentum coming off of that game, so it'll be exciting to see if she can kind of bring that to the next game happening later tonight. And our last segment is Who Do You Have? So we will choose a couple of games throughout this podcast, and we will basically have all of the 5 members on this podcast choose which team they think is going to win and the score at the end of the game. So two people who are not here thus today, we have Michaela and Hannah. Michaela is also an Oconee County High School beat reporter, and Hannah is a North Oconee County beat reporter. So we will be sharing their scores as well today, but I will toss it over to Taylor and see who you decided on the Oconee County Thomasville game happening tomorrow.
Yeah, so I have Oconee County over Thomasville in a very close game, 28-21. I think Oconee County coming off of a bye week and getting to really practice and focus on the game last week will put them over Thomasville in the end.
Okay, and Catherine, you kind of have some similar thoughts maybe?
I do have some similar thoughts. After listening to what Michaela and Taylor have told me about this North Oconee team, I have confidence that they're going to pull out a win on Friday as well. So my final score prediction is 34-31 Oconee County.
Okay, and Michaela also on the Oconee County beat chose Oconee County over Thomasville. She had a final score a little bit lower than the others at 17-10. And then Hannah on the North Oconee High School beat, she chose as well Oconee County over Thomasville with a close score of 27-24. I will be the oddball of the group, and who knows, maybe everyone else will go down and I will end up on top, but I chose Thomasville over Oconee County after talking with Taylor and Michaela about this game coming up and how both of them are on a high, undefeated. I don't know. I feel like Thomasville will kind of shock Oconee County with the powerhouse players that they have. And I chose a final score of 24-10 for that one. So that wraps up the end of this week's episode. Thank you all so much for listening, and subscribe to the show for more Athens area high school sports content at sportsmediainstitute.uga.edu. Thanks, guys.
Please subscribe to this podcast at anchor.fm/carmichael-sports-media. For more information on the UGA Sports Media Program, please visit our website at sportsmediainstitute.uga.edu.
To see and hear more, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @BySportsMediaUGA.